I'm April Cummings with your latest sports. The Cayman Islands Football Association President's Cup was held at the Annex Wednesday night. Cayman Sports Buzz live streamed the event on Facebook. As you heard right there, Latinos beat Bodentown Football Club 3-0. Audio there courtesy of Cayman Sports Buzz. The sun shines brightly despite overcast conditions at the Olin McCoy Primary School Sports Day. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin has more.
The sun was declared the winner of the Theoline L. McCoy Primary School Sports Day after staving off competition and obtaining a 1.5-point lead over its closest competitor, C., which accumulated 628.5 points. The third competing house, Sand, received 504.5 points on the final day of the event after dominating the field events a day earlier. Theoline L. McCoy Primary School Principal Kimberly Watler commented on the activities that culminated at the Truman Bodden Sports Complex on Wednesday, February 10th, saying, "Overall, we had an awesome sports day. The parents were supportive, teachers enjoyed the competition, and the weather was absolutely a blessing, being cool and overcast." While congratulating all 250 athletes for their efforts, Ms. Watler also highlighted a few athletes for their exceptional performances, saying Theoline McCoy has some really powerful athletes, including Alexander Gray, Oshawnee Johnson, Dreshawn Welsh, Naima Tatum, Georgia Solomon, Michael Connor, Ari Eden, Javonte Lodge, Ethan Dilbert, Leanne McLean, Jacqueline Douglas, and Tamaya Powell, all of whom won their races by landslide victories. Ms. Watler says she cannot wait to see how they perform at the inter-primary school competition this year. Reporting for Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Dion Anglin.
If you're a Stephen Curry basketball fan, then you definitely don't want to miss the Hoopster Shootout competition. The Hoopsters Basketball Club, along with the Savannah Community Association, will hold the annual shootout competition this weekend, as we told you here earlier this week on Radio Cayman. There will be dribbling, shooting drills, and three-on-three basketball scrimmages. Hoopsters club coach Daniel Augustin says they are targeting children between the ages of 6 and 17.
Shooting games, there's also food and drinks on sale. It's a free event to come out and just, you know, either be a part at some point in time in the event. Persons there, we will want people there to be involved and get engaged, you know, with the hopes of this being able to open up more opportunities for kids in the community to be able to be a part of our basketball program in the future.
The event will be held this Saturday, February 20th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Savannah Newlands Playfield on Pedro Castle Road. A walk to raise awareness about congenital heart defects in children brought hundreds of people out to 7 Mile Public Beach earlier this month. The Heart Warriors and Angels Beach Walk is now in its third year, organized by Team Nolan and Heart Mom Aileen Evans. I had the honor of emceeing the event.
It is a nonprofit that was inspired by the courage of a heart warrior who unfortunately lost his battle to a complex congenital heart defect in January of 2018.
Before the walk, there were several short presentations that provided some insight into the challenges faced by CHDs and unborn children, and the importance of early detection in drastically improving the survival rate and quality of life for those children.
I just want to say a huge thank you to all of you. The fact that we are actually here and we can do an event like this in the Cayman Islands is something we should be incredibly thankful for.
His Excellency Governor Martin Roper participated once again this year, giving a special shout out to Nolan's parents, Sean and Aileen.
They've obviously gone through an incredibly difficult time themselves, and I know our hearts go out to them for everything that they've been through, but they've shown incredible courage and bravery to be able to use their experience to try and raise awareness in our community.
Team Nolan is a pediatric program of the Cayman Heart Fund, and the funds raised are used to support the families of children with congenital heart defects. This year, they raised over $18,000. The next event planned is KidFest, which is currently scheduled for late June. For Radio Cayman Sports, I'm April Cummings.